When you're setting up an e-commerce store, you gotta take care of everything. Your customers' convenience, showing them the right product, giving them the right product description, giving them the right support required, and also giving them post-purchase support. An online consumer journey, ideally leading to a purchase, comprised of these five stages: awareness, consideration, preference, purchase, and retention. So awareness. Awareness is the stage when consumers have discovered about your brand. People get to know about your brand through various different platforms. It can be social media, via an email, via SEO, or whatever that is. Let's say someone goes on Google and is searching for quirky gifts. An array of different websites are going to pop up out there. All these websites which show up out there are going to be relevant to the search query quirky gifts. The next stage is consideration. At this stage, your ideal customer is going to still think about considering your product. The customer is trying to find more information about your product. He wants to know, is the product description the best? Are you selling the product at the best rate to them? Are your images great? Have you given enough feedback and reviews? The next stage is preference. At this stage, the consumer is thinking about his preference about buying from your website. They could either purchase from you directly or go on to Google and search for different competitors at probably a cheaper price with higher reviews. Your potential customer is now going through your About Us page. He wants to understand more about you and your organization. He's going through your social media links. He wants to know what is the exact company like. During the purchase stage, the customer makes a buying decision. At this point, he might move from wishlist to cart and from cart to direct checkout. Or they can even abandon the cart or the wishlist for many reasons. Some reasons like you're asking them to provide too much information on the website, or you have too many annoying pop-ups coming on. This means that it's extremely important that you strategize on how many pop-ups you have on your website. How many fields are you asking your customer to fill when they're purchasing an order? Load time is extremely important. They say that average e-commerce websites load within 3 to 4 seconds. So make sure your website is super fast or you can end up having annoying customers. Retention and advocacy. The customer's journey truly ends when they become your brand ambassadors or your brand advocates. You need to follow their buying habits. Your tracking tool is going to let you know what their age is, what their buying preferences are, what city they live in, what are the different type of searches they do, and so on. After analyzing these data points, you know exactly when to throw them ads or when to send them an email and when you should not. To conclude, I would like to say that there are various touch points in the entire e-commerce scenario. It's for you to understand exactly which touch points to use and how you can create an asset for each and every touch point. Make sure you're always having a happy customer by giving them the best product, the best service, the best content at the best price.